sunny Las Vegas, Nevada. America's entertainment capital.
Steve Sanchez, conservative talk show host.
I've been waiting for this night to come. Get up. Now it's time for me to take my place. The makeup running down my face.
Broadcasting from his undisclosed bunker studios, the dawn of Las Vegas, Steve Sanchez.
Did I say welcome?
Steve Sanchez, 101.5 FM, 720 AM, K-Dog, the talk of Las Vegas, Monday edition of the show. It's hard to believe we're here again, Monday. I was just talking to producer Nate before we started. I'm like, and Sean, I asked Sean the same thing. Here we are. It's the weekend. Gone. Monday. Is it just me? Is it because we get older? I don't know, because, you know, Sean's like 30. Producer Nate's 30. I don't think it's getting older thing. It's just the world spinning quicker. I don't know. I just can't put my finger on it. A lot of people that I talk to that are older than me, I'm 51, say, you know what? When you get older, it's just the days pass much quicker. I've got my own theory. I think that when you're just busy and you enjoy what you do, you're passionate about it, the day just flies quickly. It's just like when you go on vacation. If you love vacation, you're having a good time, boom, before you know it, vacation's done. And it's something, it's interesting. Sammy Hagar, I'm a huge, you know, rock and roll fan. You know that. Music, I'm a drummer. I've loved music forever. And Sammy Hagar, who I love, by the way, former singer of Van Halen, the Red Rocker, he said something very interesting to Guy Fieri, who's a good friend of his, you know, who's the chef. And, you know, Guy has a couple restaurants in town, and said to Guy, you know, you've never worked a day in your life the minute you put the first steak on the grill. And there's something said about that. And I think he's right. I just really don't think that when you really love what you do, it's just not work. And therefore you enjoy it. You're passionate about it. Doesn't mean it doesn't come with its own set of challenges, but I think just the days continue to pass quickly. Because of it. Most people are waiting for the days to pass quickly where we get back to normal. But Governor Sisolak, I don't know if he's still speaking or not, but at 5 o'clock, he went live to address Nevada regarding, are we going to stay in phase two? Are we going to phase three? And what we're going, I'm not going to do this big mask debate. I'm just not going to do it. But it's just hard for me to take it serious when I see them speaking with the masks and they keep touching the mask. They keep adjusting the mask and the mask falls off under the nose. And it's, you know, I shouldn't laugh about it. It's nothing to laugh about. But yeah, but look, I'm not going to be all serious. Sure, it's something to laugh about. It's funny when the mask falls off and you're chewing it when you're talking. Because there was a few times, you know, for him being the governor, at least in Arizona, Governor Doug Ducey has a custom mask. But, you know, for Sisolak being the governor of Nevada, my God, stop using the CVS paper mask. For God's sakes, someone get this man a mask. Someone customize a mask for Governor Sisolak. Producer Day, remind me to send him a Boomer's Natural mask. Compliments of the Steve Sanchez Show. I mean, my goodness, when he was speaking and the mask is paper thin, it looked like he was eating the mask. Oh, don't believe me. Go look at the YouTube version. It's just the mask would suck into his mouth. It's just this thing is just crazy already. But nothing was pretty clear except for one thing. You're staying in phase two, Nevada. It's just as simple as that. You're not going into phase three. What does that mean? Well, it means a whole heck of a lot for a lot of people at bars and churches and a variety of things. You know, you're not going to progress forward. Phase three. Now, today, there is some good celebration. I mean, today was the first day there was no deaths in terms of COVID-19, and that's a good thing. And more and more and more, we're seeing the decline. And even though there's positive results, we're going to talk about that in a moment, what that really breaks down to. We're seeing a decline in hospitalizations in terms of ICUs. We're seeing a decline in deaths, and that's a good, good thing. Governor Sisolak, is it just me or is the guy really arrogant? I mean, he's arrogant, and pretty much his press conference was about he wants rats out there to rat on businesses. That there's some good actors, he said, and some bad actors out there, and he wants to make sure that the bad actors are being held to the highest degree of consequences. He's such an ass. I mean, he just is. You know, he said he relies only on professional medical opinion, not for someone that goes on the internet and is now a virologist or epidemiologist or any of these things. You know, so arrogant. He said, look, I'm just going to rely on professional medical opinion. That is what drives my decisions. He said a lot of other things, but in a nutshell, that's what he said. So my question to the governor is, then why aren't you listening to some of the medical opinion of experts out there that have a different viewpoint regarding COVID-19, the fatality rate, the infection rate, the hospitalization, etc.? Why aren't you asking the panel of medical experts that President Trump had at the White House today? These frontline doctors. I mean, these are medical experts. These are frontline doctors that, well, know. They know because they're dealing with emergency rooms, they're dealing with patients, and they have their own opinion. Are they not supposed to be validated? I mean, you have Dr. Fauci and Dr. Birx who have been wrong more than they've been right. In fact, on January 31st, I just really feel it's important. It's incumbent upon me to remind you of who the so-called medical experts are. On January 31st, Dr. Fauci was asked on Newsmax TV if, in fact, the Americans or the United States of America had anything to worry about, and he said no. He went on to say masks were not a good thing. They should only be for frontline workers. The Surgeon General continue to mimic that very sentiment. Now, things have changed. Some will say, well, the science has changed. We're understanding this virus more and more and more and more. This is why. Is it really why? I mean, is it really why? Or is this political pundancy at work? It obviously has to be, because John Roberts with the Supreme Court decided that churches don't matter in Nevada. I mean, you know that, right? So, you know, we have Governor Sisolak saying that bars are going to stay closed, churches are going to do what they're supposed to do. He's going to send rats out there to spy and rat on businesses that are the bad actors out there. But no one's really talking about John Roberts, well, siding with the liberals on the Supreme Court justice to uphold the Nevada church ruling. Some are calling it a national disgrace. And this ruling comes in because there is a church, and now it's a Nevada church, that wanted to have their attendance more than 50 people. So it was limiting them in terms of what they can do, in terms of how many people they could have. It went all the way to the Supreme Court. We're talking about Calvary Chapel, Dayton Valley. Well, Justice Roberts, who I always knew was a non-conservative, decided to side with liberals. This again is why we need a Trump reelection. Because, I mean, let's be intellectually honest, the Supreme Court's a lifetime appointment. With that said, medical experts, that's what Governor Sisolak is stating. President today had frontline physicians at the White House to, well, dispel the myth, I guess, regarding the massive COVID-19 disinformation campaign. And there really is a, you know, disinformation campaign. I think we have to agree. So why aren't these doctors taken seriously? We're not just talking any doctors. Many of these are neurologists, cardiologists. Many of these are epidemiologists. These people are, well, experts in what they do. Experts in what they do. So is it because they have a viewpoint that seems to be non-frightening to the public? Is this why, you know, Governor Sisolak and many of the blue state governors and liberals in general don't want to listen to the expert opinion of these frontline physicians? Because they went on to say some very interesting things. In fact, we have a clip from one of the doctors that was speaking. It's a couple minutes long, but I think it's extremely important for you to listen to this clip. We're going to break it down, and then I'm going to share some personal information so that you can see exactly my finger is on the pulse of things. Sean, if we can run that. Thank you, Sean. Okay, technical difficulty. Sean, let me know when that's queued up, and then we'll get to that clip. Okay, here we go. Okay, that's not the clip, but that's okay.
What are you doing?
Let's go ahead and cut that one. Sean, go ahead and just cue that. Let me know. Technical.
Noticing on the media is that they were saying cases, 5,000 new cases in Houston. Okay, a case is a person healthy that tested positive, the vast majority. But the public hears cases and thinks, oh my goodness, these are sick people. No, the vast majority, 99.8% of people get through this with little to no progressive or significant disease. But the cases, every day, all the major media, the cases. That is not what we should be talking about. Hospitalizations, that's fair. Deaths that are appropriately coded on a death certificate, that's fair. And I stress appropriately coded. Our testing has been taking about 7 to 10 days. And this has been the challenge where you're telling people to isolate for 10 to 14 and they're getting their test results right at the end of their sort of quarantine. So I don't know what you guys think of quarantine. From the very beginning, I've questioned quarantine, the word quarantine. We quarantine those that have had a significant exposure to something. Those are at significant risk. And this is the first time I've seen quarantining healthy. I don't know if you guys think that's normal. I find that very strange. Initially, my family, when we first started out in March, we were wearing masks. We were buying Lysol. We were doing the whole thing, right? And then after a couple months, when I said, now, wait a second, the cases I'm seeing are extremely mild. I called the CEOs from three different centers in Central California. I said, how are you guys doing? Slow. I said, like how slow? 40% occupancy. Whoa. And they had all the tents are out. We're ready for bear, and squirrel shows up. We'll go ahead and cut it there.
I think you kind of get the idea, friends. And we're going to talk a little bit about this. We're going to talk about some of the others that were part of this White Coat Summit on Capitol Hill today, addressing this massive disinformation campaign regarding the Chinese coronavirus. Steve Sanchez, phone lines are open. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. There's lots to talk about tonight. A lot of information I want to get out to you. 702-257-5396. What are your thoughts on Governor Sisolak's comments and the White Coat Summit? When we get back, we'll take your calls and we'll break it down right here. Don't go away.
Groundbreaking talk. For a nation on the brink, you're experiencing Steve Sanchez.
America is fighting back from disinformation. That's why this White Coat Summit happened on Capitol Hill today, talking about really what positive cases are, what and what they're not. Talking about how people are flipping out, you know, especially what I like to call these mask Nazis. I mean, come on, look, I think we all understand we have to wear the mask. It's mandated. We get it. Many of us don't like it. We don't want it. But look, we're trying to go with the flow to do what's right so we can get back to normal. We can move our lives forward. We can have financial impact again and have our pockets full of gold coins and move our life forward. I think everybody can concur. That's where we are. But these mask Nazis are out of control. And there's a lot of people, especially these liberal lunatics, that love to get up in your face. They love to get into your business because they think they're doing a service to America by doing what they do. And it's out of control. No wonder people are joining militias in Minnesota, which we'll talk about in hour number two. I've got a clip. I want you to hear this. Now, look, you can't see it. But let's just go back to another time where there wasn't TV and we had to visualize. When you hear this, just visualize a old Birkenstock wearing, doesn't clip her toenails, gray wired hair, liberal lunatic lady getting involved with the family that she doesn't like, that has tattoos on their arms, deciding that she's going to go be the mask Nazi. I want you to hear this and then we're going to talk about it. If we can run that, Sean.
What are you doing? You cannot be serious. You just maced him. You just maced him. You just maced him and their food because you disagreed. Don't worry, I'm videotaping. Don't worry. I'm not going to.
That's not okay.
This is not for.
That is not okay.
Not okay.
You can't treat people like that.
What's wrong with you, lady?
That is wrong. You can't go around doing
it. It's okay, guys. This is her car.
You made somebody.
Don't worry, I got it. You weren't defending yourself, lady, and I've got this.
Did she hurt her?
I didn't do anything.
She didn't do anything.
Can you imagine? Now, let me break it down to you. This is a Dusty Rhodes dog park in San Diego there at Ocean Beach. I'm from San Diego. I know where it is. This couple and their kids are there with their dogs on a park bench, like a picnic bench, eating lunch. They're eating their lunch. The last time I checked, you can't eat lunch with a mask on unless you're a freaking lunatic. Eating lunch, social distancing, not bothering anybody. Here comes this liberal lunatic that has nothing better to do. You know the type I'm talking about. You probably have confronted them at Home Depot or Walmart or Smith's. You know who I'm talking about. You know the type I'm talking about. She comes to them and is angry that they're not wearing masks while they're eating their lunch. And she maces them and their food. If it was me, I would have knocked the hell out of her to teach her a lesson. I'm sorry. She assaulted them. This is where we've gone. This is how bananas we are over this crap. You don't know, lady, if they have a medical issue that exempts them. And even if they didn't, you're not the authorities. Is this what we're looking forward to with defunding and dismantling the police? So let me ask you this, friends, based on what you heard, based on what I described to you, if this happened to you, what would you do? How would you handle it? Is it time to pull the sword out, I guess is my question, because enough is enough. And if we continue to allow these liberal lunatics that think they can do this to law-abiding citizens that are minding their own business, they're not bothering anyone. Which, by the way, this mask thing is unconstitutional. Let's just be intellectually honest. I know we all have to go with the flow, and we're all willing to do that. We've had this conversation over and over and over. But don't you dare come where we're sitting with our children. Mace the dad. Mace the food. Because she wants them to wear a mask while they're eating their lunch. And guess what? They did have masks. They had their face masks, but they were eating their lunch. So she takes it upon herself to go mace the father, mace the food. You hear the kids crying in the background. Let me ask you once again, friends, what would you do? How would you handle this situation? Have you run into a situation like this? Do you think you will run into a situation like this? The phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the program. Quick break. And when we come back, I promise you, we're starting to go right to those calls. Don't go away. Monday edition of the show. Glad to be with you. If you're just joining us, we're talking about, well, Governor Sisolak addressed Nevada just a little bit ago, and here is the short of it. He's arrogant. He's listening to science. He is not moving Nevada into phase three, Nevada staying into phase two. He announced that bars in Humboldt, Lander, and Lyon counties can reopen to 50% capacity, but those in Clark County, Elko, Nye, and Wasso counties have to remain closed until further notice. There's a political agenda behind all of this. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks or believes. They can argue, debate it. I know that. So we're discussing this. We're discussing the arrogance of Sisolak. He makes a lot of noise. He's very arrogant. He basically doesn't have a real plan. You can tell he doesn't have a real plan. I mean, you can hear it. I mean, he hasn't addressed Nevada for close to 3 weeks. And when he does come back, he, well, doesn't really give you much, except knowing that you're not going to make him a two-termer. That's pretty much that. This is where we're at. So, and we're talking about the White Coat Summit at Capitol Hill. So, you know, physicians got together to dispel the massive COVID-19 disinformation campaign. And there is a disinformation campaign going on regarding the positives versus, you know, false positives, the deaths and the decline and the misreporting. And these are brilliant medical professionals around the country that decided to come together, calling it the White Coat Summit, to give you a truth. And I'm glad that they did, because they are doing a really good job, because there is a massive disinformation campaign going on. I'm convinced of it. And I know you are as well. But I wanted to talk again about the mask Nazi. You just heard the clip. This couple with their family having lunch at a dog park. I know the dog park. I'm from San Diego. It's called Dusty Roads Dog Park in San Diego, Ocean Beach. Some random old liberal lady, Birkenstock wearing, doesn't clip her toenails, silver gray hair with her mask, goes and confronts them, calls them idiots for not wearing their mask while they're eating their lunch. And she goes on to mace the husband and mace their food. Pepper sprayed them. What do you think about that, friends? Do you think that's a little outrageous? Do you think she should have got a punch in the nose? I do. This is nuts. That's assault, number one. Why do you think there are more and more people starting to form militias? Don't tell me I'm making this up. Because let's use as an example Minneapolis. Violent crime has risen so much that it has forced Minneapolis residents to form militias. Now, in case you didn't know and you're not a student of the Constitution, you are allowed to do this. My question to you before we go to our busy calls is, are you considering it? And if in your city, Las Vegas, Clark County, we got into this defund, dismantle the police business, which we already had a Black Lives Matter protest this week, and it wasn't big, but nevertheless, it was still a protest. Can't have churches open. According to the Supreme Court, Justice Roberts said, no, in Nevada, you can't do that. You can fly on a full plane. You can go in this air canister tube in the air with a bunch of people, and that's okay, because you're not 6 feet distancing on a plane, but you can't go to church. Oh, there's an agenda. You can go out and you can protest with Black Lives Matter, because Black Lives Matter matters, but you can't go to church. Not in Nevada. This is ridiculous, in my opinion. So my question is this. Do you think more and more people are going to start joining militias, starting to form militias, because of the violence, because of incidents like this old lady, and she's not really that old, this lady, I should say, coming and doing what she did and thinking she can get away with it. And in reality, she did get away with it. And if we continue to let the leftist anarchists continue to do what they're doing, like they're doing in Portland, it's just a matter of time until they do that to you and your children and your family. So what are you going to do about it? What do you think about this, friends? Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396. Let's get right to our calls. Brady, you're first up tonight. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, right on, Steve. I don't know. Did you see that Democrat again? I don't know if he was a mayor or what, but he said, if Trump brings in his stormtroopers into town, we're going to use everything at our means available to stop the stormtroopers. That means that they're going to take local cops and shoot the federal cops?
Well, that's what it sounds like to me. I mean, you know, you make that kind of statement, it sounds like you're actually threatening violence when the feds are coming in trying to help you.
I don't know. You want to see a civil war. You got one between two factions of the cops, the police, the local, and the federales now, and then the people that are ICE. You're going to have so much chaos if that ever happens, because you're going to have people on the Democrats jumping to the local police side and everybody else on our side. What are you going to do?
You know what's something, Brady, is this. there shouldn't even be this debate regarding that. I mean, common sense would prevail here. There shouldn't even be a debate regarding police versus police in this country when all we're trying to do is put to rest the vermin that continue to riot and burn down cities in America.
Well, what do you think's left? You were just talking about the militia, which I'm a big fan of. That is the only thing that's going to save this right now, because all these other police departments aren't doing anything. They sit by and watch while they burn down every police department around the country here. The only thing that's going to save us is the local militia that steps up and say, okay, nobody's shooting. Either one of you guys are shooting. We're taking over.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for this, and more people, again, and I appreciate the call, Brady, look at what's going on in Minneapolis. Residents to form militias. Let me ask you, friends, do you agree? Do you agree with what's going on in Minneapolis? Should residents form militias based on the violence that continues to ensue, based on the defunding and the dismantling of police? A great example is the one I just showed you that I played you with the clip of this lady actually pepper spraying a man, his family, really, and their lunch, because they're eating lunch on a picnic bench at a dog park in San Diego, and they're not wearing their masks while they're eating their lunch. And she thinks that she can go over there and assault them. You're going to tell me that's not assault? That's assault. Let's get right back to our busy calls. Linda Lee, you're next. Welcome to the program.
Hi, yeah. I recently was looking for some music, and I found your station really early in the morning, and I've been following and listening, and I do YouTube a lot. I am a single retired female, and it's very disturbing. I get very emotional. But, you know, what I heard today on your radio station was there was a, if I don't know if I'm politically correct, a female officer, chief, or whoever she was in the police department, and she was, I guess, of Afro-American descent, and she said she was no longer going to be able to allow her police department to be subjected if they, you know, to doing their job. In other words, our policemen and women are protective mechanism in our society, even though they go off sometimes because they're human and we do terrible things when we're not together in our brain and we don't get help, can't work anymore. So I think that's actually a blessing that one person that I heard about today who has a position to say she can no longer provide what her police department is supposed to, it will be a chain reaction. Because
what does that mean, though?
There is no other answer.
What does that mean?
Send in the militia.
What does that mean?
They're destroying our
city. What does that mean? What does that mean? She can no longer. She's not going to protect and serve the public. What does that mean?
Well, in my mind, what I got out of it was she was proclaiming that she needed the militia to protect the citizens. I don't know where she was, what
and
she
not
was,
the cops,
you know, specifically, but she was a chief, a police officer, chief of her, you know, police department. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was, you know, I've been, it's crazy, you know, it's Seattle, it's here, it's Chicago, it's everywhere.
What she's saying is that her police are no longer equipped to be able to protect and serve, so she's advocating for militias, what you're saying.
To me, it's like an employer saying, I can't send my nurses and doctors in anymore because they're dying in the hospitals when they're taking care of these people, you know, that are dying. So now we got a major super problem, and they better get a vaccine.
But yeah, no, I haven't heard about that story. I'm not saying it's not there, and it could be, because, you know, to me, that's crazy. If you, and I think most cops, and I have a lot of them in this audience that listen to the show, most cops, when they sign up, they are there to protect and serve, and that's what they want to do. In spite of people spitting on them, throwing water on them, throwing rocks at them, throwing bottles at them. So, you know, I don't know what, and we're going to find out. I don't know if I can cover it now. We'll try a break. But if this cop or this police chief is stating that we can no longer help. Let's go to the militia. Well, look, the job of the police department is to help. And so I'm just not sure. There was a lot of, I mean, you gave me a long, you know, explanation, and I'm just not sure exactly what that all meant. But we're going to find out. I can promise you, Linda Lee. Thank you. Let's jump over to BC. BC, you're up next. Welcome to the program.
Hey, man. I think everybody should, every state should have their militias, like start meetings and everything else. But everyone's got to be careful with this because the FBI and some other intelligence agencies have infiltrated these guys.
Yeah, we don't want a Waco on our hands.
Yeah, they try to get you to incriminate yourself by talking about bombs and other things. So there's a guy in Ely that was serving time in jail. He's released. I'm not sure what his name is. He's on YouTube, though. But that lady in San Diego, bro, I carry bear spray everywhere I go now, and I'd be calling you collect if I was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's insane, bro.
Yeah, that's out of control. I mean, what the hell? You could hear the kids crying in the background. I mean, it's nuts.
I know. That's what I heard. The kids. I got kids myself, so that's ticked me off. I have to look into that more. But look, man, the math debate. You got to keep it going. I think I wouldn't shy away from it. Keep pounding that thing. I didn't know there was a White Coat Summit because, you know, the people on the commercial break, they don't even talk about that. They talk about case numbers and deaths of COVID-19.
Oh, let me tell you this, BC, and I got to bounce. I'm up on break, but I will, and I'm going to. That's my promise to you and this audience. It's just such a busy night today. But let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we got more calls on hold. I want to get to you, and I want to follow up, BC, on some of that with the White Coat Summit, give you some numbers, give you some things that I think everybody needs to know right here. Steve Sanchez, Monday edition of the show. Phone lines are open. 702-257-5396 is how you weigh into the conversation. We'll be right back. You're never taking advice from a fool, not when you're hanging out with me every single night. Steve Sanchez behind the microphone, Monday edition of the show. 702-257-5396 is where you get your place in line to weigh in on the conversation. With that said, let's get right back to business. Charles, it looks like you said you can explain what Linda Lee was saying. Please do, because I've got a headache now.
Okay, what the deal is, that was the chief of police of Seattle, and over the weekend, the city council passed an ordinance that prevented the police from using tear gas, rubber bullets, or shields to protect themselves.
Got
it. What hurt the police chief's position is, well, if my officers can't protect themselves, then obviously if they see a crime, they will intercede. But if it comes to property damage or fires or arson, they are not going to get involved because they're going to be outnumbered.
Good God. I mean, we're going to have the Keystone Cops walking around, right? It's like we're going to have the Keystone Cops walking around just with their little batons now.
Well, the president sent an additional 100 federal agents out there today. My also understanding is that the department or the police benevolence association took it to a judge, and he overturned the law or issued a stay of execution.
Even just to go down that road, I mean, what the hell's the matter with people, Charles? I mean, I've said this over and over. In November, we've got a clear choice, the law and order candidate or the lawless candidate. I mean, I guess everybody has to make a choice on what kind of America they want to live in.
You mean the man in 3D in the basement, that guy? No.
Yeah, the man in 3D, and then when he does have a rally, he's got four people in a room. And by the way, he did a live stream the other day. I don't know if you caught this. Chris Salcido on Newsmax TV brought this to the viewers' attention. The other day he did a live stream, kind of a campaign live stream. He had 19 people viewing over a 26-minute time frame. That's a big rally.
I'll do you one better, Steve. Did you hear the comment from Congressman Nadler about the fact that a news person asked him the question, what he thought about the violence in Seattle, and he said it was all a myth.
And it's all hyped up.
Yeah, that's correct. And I'm like,
with no mask, by the way.
TV in any night of the week.
Hey, and get what's that? I'm sorry, one more time.
Oh, that was my mom telling me good night. No, it bothers me that there's so many people out there that are willing not to speak up and just to lay down. And when you see what goes on in Seattle, I happen to think in Vegas there would be a different outcome in this city. I don't believe for 1 second the mayor would put up with it.
Yeah.
No, I believe the citizens of the city would put up with it either.
You know what, Charles, and I appreciate it. I got to bounce, but I'll tell you this. I can guarantee you Mayor Goodman wouldn't put up with it. But after I heard Steve Sisolak today at the press conference munching his mask, couldn't even keep it on right, I don't know. That boy's got some problems. I'm gonna tell you that. I got to bounce. I appreciate the call. Speaking of Newsmax TV, if you're not watching it, you're missing out because you're going to get real news there. That I'll tell you. President Trump says he likes it even better than Fox News. Well, I don't blame him. A lot of my listeners are watching Newsmax TV now. They're seeing me frequently on there. They're saying, man, we love it. If you love me on there, you love Sean Spicer, and you love that the president said, well, it's better than Fox News, you should really check out Greg Kelly Reports, former Marine Corps combat pilot. He's brutal. He exposes the bad guys in media and Washington. He's on every night at 4 p.m. You got to check him out. Look, it's easy to find Newsmax TV. They're on all the major cable systems, Direct, Dish, Sling, Suddenlink, Cox, CenturyLink, many, many more. Just check your local cable guide. But you definitely want to watch Newsmax TV. I watch it. I'm a frequent guest. In fact, I'll be on Sean Spicer's show on Wednesday. Hope you check it out. Newsmax TV, make sure you make that a part of your daily enjoyment because Fox News is still Fox News, but you spell Fox now F-A-U-X. I'm sorry, I've been telling you this for 2 years, and now that we're on the cusp of the most fundamental important election of our lifetime, you're gonna have to make the switch, because if not, you're gonna be listening to Fox News, which is CNN Lite. I'm just telling you, no question. Steve Sanchez, 702-257-5396 is how you weigh on the, I'm tongue twisted today. I was playing a little too much Twister this weekend with my lovely wife. So, everybody's going to say, what? Come on, it's a joke. It's a PG-13 show. Come on. It's a joke. I am married. It's not like I'm out there messing around with, women I shouldn't be messing around with. I am married. For God's sakes. Top of the hour news is next. And friends, you're going to definitely want to hang out for hour number two. Calls on hold. Stay put. We'll get to you on the other side. Don't go away.